Good morning. I know we can't breathe. Nothing like wearing these masks in humid weather. And anyway, thank you all for going along with it. So this morning, I'm talking about Agni Yoga and aspiration of the spirit. A great sage, Master Moria, he tells us in the book, Leaves of Moria's Garden, he says, the aspiration of the spirit is the sparkling of bliss. Aspiration of the spirit is the sparkling of bliss. Vision ignites the aspiration of our spirit. Vision can come from within our own consciousness, inspired by the treasury of our chalice. A vision can be given to us by our higher self or our earthly teacher. You can be inflamed with the vision by participating in or being touched in some way by an enormous achievement of some person or group. Bliss is the effect of aspiration. Bliss is the kiss of God, the fragrance of the Most High, the beauty of the fiery abode. So what is sparkling? Remember in the verse he said, aspiration of the spirit is a sparkling of bliss. So sparkling means vibrant, vital, life-giving. It is an electrical, fiery energy that bestows dedication. This is very interesting. It gives us dedication and striving upon the one who absorbs the beauty of bliss. This is why aspiration, defined routes or experiences or ways of becoming influenced by aspiration, brings such an upliftment of spirit. We're not going to find aspiration in the media. We're not going to find it in MSNBC or CNN. It's just not possible. So this is why peace is an important ingredient or element in our thought process. Calmness is another important component or process of the way we live our life. I think calmness and peace are becoming more important now, perhaps, than in the last 20 or 30 years to live, you know, in an environment of peace and calmness. And peace and calmness has to come from within inside, within ourselves. And the source of peace and calmness is aspiration, or the sparkling of bliss. Those who carry bliss in their aura are those individuals and groups who have dedicated themselves to the community of brotherhood and the protection of humanity and its future. Aspiration is a response to the divine life. So there is a seed thought. Aspiration is a response to the divine life. Bliss is the energy of intuition. Inspiration is the reception of those ideas and visions which make us surpass and transcend ourselves. Aspiration, bliss, intuition, inspiration. So aspiration, bliss, and inspiration are all part of spiritual mathematics. But it goes on to say that the heart, our heart, will aspire once it is ignited with a vision. So vision seems to be one of those components to aspiration. And vision is, when we have vision in our life, we have psychic energy in our life. And that psychic energy brings creativity, it brings healing, it brings joy, it brings love, it bestows continuity of consciousness, which is an interesting idea to think about. But the heart is like the axis of it all, that the heart will aspire once it is ignited with vision. So if the heart is not ignited with the vision, then there's not going to be any aspiration. When you have been inspired by a vision, your heart will aspire toward the manifestation and realization, the manifestation and the realization of the vision. If your heart does not absorb the beauty of the vision, then vision will be interpreted through your mind, and fall into illusion and ego and vanity. The vanity of power, the illusion of self-importance, personal gratification, selfishness, and fanaticism. There will be no sense of the future in the manifestation of a vision interpreted only by your lower mind, the subconscious. This is why aspiration and ambition are not the same thing. Aspiration is a response to the divine presence. Ambition is a reaction to the ego and to vanity. The source of aspiration is from the chalice. The root of ambition is from personal desire for recognition. Aspiration is a quality of the heart fed by intuition. So aspiration, intuition, and heart. It's a triangle. When we are filled with the energy of aspiration, we will be pulled upward into new levels of achievement. Aspiration is the power behind our striving. Master M says, those who desire receive. And of course, he's not talking about desiring material things, but the desire of the spirit. And so he says, those who desire will receive. Desire is also necessary for aspiration. So what kind of desires? The desire for transformation. The desire to change the world. The desire to change oneself for some great purpose. To rise above the earthly life. The desire to be somebody. It's interesting. I was listening to a podcast by Chris Cuomo yesterday. He has a new podcast. It's called the Chris Cuomo Project. And I hadn't heard him or seen him for such a long time since, you know, the crisis that took place with his brother. So I thought it would be interesting, and I had some time, so I tuned into the podcast. I was so touched by this man. The first thing I was touched about was he's a principled man, and he spoke so highly about his job with the CNN. They're good people. It's a cooperative organization. He never dissed them. And then he talked about, yes, he gave advice to his brother. Of course, is what why he got fired. And he said, but he's my brother. And he talked about his father and the principles of his father and that whole family. But the point that I'm bringing it up is that the reason for the broadcast or the podcast and some other things he's doing is because he wants to make a difference in the world. It wasn't about himself. He was as strong and that's probably the only word I can describe him as right now as being a very strong man, is that he wanted to do something to make a difference in the world. So he spent time in, oh my God, it just left my mind. It's not coming back either. Anyway, the country we are in, Ukraine. Oh my God, thank you. This is going to be a great video. It happens. He spent time in the Ukraine. I mean, he was stuffed in the back of a truck with some Ukrainians that were friends of his, and to really get a feel and experience what it is like to be there. And then he had an interview by this big influential man in the politics of the Ukraine that is a Ukrainian. And it was about an hour and a half podcast. So you know, I mean, I'm a busy person, and so have an hour and a half to listen to this podcast. It was so worth it. But he has aspiration. And his vision is ignited by the heart. So putting all the politics aside and listening to a man that has, you know, it's the walking the talk, you know, it was so inspiring. To rise above the earthly life and the desire to be somebody. The call. Oftentimes people will respond to a higher calling, but not realize to what they are responding. Their brains do not have a consciousness that knows yet what is occurring, but the heart will respond to the link of the cosmic heart, the cosmic magnet. Spiritual students, aspirants, and disciples can receive a call from the cosmic magnet, from the bliss of that call, and progress upon the spiritual path. A vertical and advancing striving is going to occur. You will aspire to climb the summit of consciousness, symbolized by Mount Kailash, the Kanchenjunga Mountains, or Mount Everest, all part of the Himalayan mountain range. The call of Kalagiya. Some disciples, through their aspiration to serve, will receive this sacred call to Shambhala. When a disciple hears this call, they will know that the way to Shambhala is open to them. It is given to them as a vision from a teacher or a great one. This is a great challenge, for they must know and aspire on the way, because from that time forward, they will be in contact with the Blessed One. It is a time of great danger and great bliss. Danger, for if they have not done the necessary purification of the lower nature, their ego may reject the sacred call and backslide, increasing their ego and vanity and sense of self-importance. And higher dangers too will prevail. These higher dangers are called the tests of the way. You may be at the height of your achievement. you may be in the height of your success and receive the call to come. Can you put down your achievements, your successes, your physical abode to which you are attached and its location to serve the Great One when your brain registers this sacred call? It is for this reason that disciples are not attached. They realize their destiny is to aspire to hear and then to serve the messenger. Until then, the disciple will strive in aspiration to live daily the high principles of everyday life as a preparatory step to answer when you're called. When a student is charged by a vision, by inspiration of the heart, then such a student is teachable. They are inspired with a desire for knowledge, not to accumulate knowledge, but to receive knowledge, a knowledge that will transform their consciousness and that will prepare them to do great things, to serve, and to make a difference in the world and in their own life. The response to the call is aspiration. The response to the vision is aspiration. The response to the vision, when registered in the heart, becomes aspiration. Aspiration is the response to love. Does someone love you? Really, really love you? When my own spiritual search led me to the earth plane spiritual teacher, I felt like I was meeting the fragrance of spiritual love. A love where I could place my trust, a love which was from soul to soul. When you feel this bliss of love, what occurs? It is creative aspiration. Don't you want to engage in something creative? Don't you want to aspire and strive towards something better when you are bathed in spiritual love? This is why marriage, the union of marriage, is most sacred, for it is the union of two souls which forms a creative union. Aspiration is the response to love. Love manifests into beautiful forms of creative energy. Not all marriages are made of love. Some are made from personal want, to have their needs met, to have security and houses and cars and so forth. But a true marriage, a union of love, will aspire two people to create and to manifest great gifts, gifts to inspire their family, their group, their community, and more. If members of a community have love for one another, then their hearts will be filled with aspiration. Their path will be clear. The destination established. For their aspiration will result in service to the Great Ones. Their service will be a treasure map which will unfold the way to the tower, the abode of the Great Lord. Throughout history, people have continued to search for a map that will show them the way to Shambhala, the tower. Divine presence. The divine presence is the cosmic magnet, the heart of all life. unless you have aspiration, which means responsiveness to the divine life, you cannot spiritually progress. You cannot vertically expand. You will simply grow fat with self-importance. MM tells us, who aspires will attain. Learn through the manifestation of life, he says. We send you the visions of persons and events, and both reveal to you the fixed plan of wondrous evolution. I bring a talisman to all. Whoever proclaims beauty shall be saved. So we need to look for those talismans of beauty. MM also says, each epoch has its own aspirations. At one period, they denude this stone of its setting. At another, they embellish it beyond recognition. He who aspires will attain beauty. Each epoch has its own aspirations. The teachers of beauty, the teachers of light. We have learned that there is a relationship between the heart and aspiration. We have also learned that there is a relationship between aspiration and love. We know there is a relationship between aspiration and the cosmic magnet. We have realized that all of these parts, the heart, love, vision, the call, and the cosmic magnet, these parts are all essential to aspiration. These parts are a formula of spiritual mathematics. First, the one who aspires is the one who is in contact with the beauty of the heart. They are the fragrance of love, the petal in the flower of hierarchy, and will plant the seeds of this fragrance in everything that they create. Just think about the paintings of Nicholas Roark, and then think about the seeds of fragrance in every single painting that he created. Second, each epoch has its own aspirations. This indicates each epoch, each era, is given a keynote, a vision which has been inspired by the community of hierarchy who send their messengers to different parts of the world, and these messengers carry the keynote. They can be called messengers of aspiration. Nicholas and Helena Roark were messengers. They were flames of aspiration of the epoch, for they gave humanity the teachings of Agni Yoga. Helena Blavatsky, who founded the Theosophical Society, and more recently, Torquem Seredarian, who was the founder of the Association for Aquarian Education and gave us a legacy of over 100 books. And in these books are found the message of aspiration. Each flame of aspiration brought a message to humanity, a vision to lead it to the future. Those who heard the call, whose hearts became inspired by the vision of the new epoch, began to release all the non-essential from their lives in order to travel to the next station of the summit on the path of transformation. MM instructed, thou shalt learn of our aspirations upon the peaks of the mountains. Thou shalt hear of our manifestations, yet thou shalt not believe. because we teach only those who knock. Firmly will we reject the traitors. Austerely shall thou speak of us. What shall you learn of our aspiration upon the peaks of the mountain mean? You must first strive and climb to the summit of the mountain before receiving the bliss of aspiration. The teachings which will inflame your heart, the teachings which will take you closer to the other worlds. They are telling us we will not find the teaching in the bazaar of life, but only in unpolluted space. We cannot achieve or receive their gifts without achievement. We cannot receive their gifts without achievement, without labor and striving. A friend told me a most beautiful story. She explained that a few years ago she had traveled to the top of a very high mountain. It took her years to get there. Years of meditation, years of service, years of dedication, years of changing her consciousness. One afternoon on the summit of a most beautiful mountain, her heart became filled with the currents of aspiration. Their aspiration. Others were there as well, she explained, but were unaware of the event. She said that moment of aspiration was like the opening of a new window to the universe. MM says, for the way of aspiration provides a new window, and the window leads to the open. Who desires receives. During the past year, she had been focused on asking for guidance, for new direction in her work, and in 3 minutes it was given. It took a long time to hear. She had to climb to the summit. We must first see the summit and then climb to the top, step by step. Many people say they are climbing the mountain. Ask them what steps have they taken. Many people will say, I am building a group. I am going to build a temple. I am going to create a school. Okay, then next year, when you see them again, ask them, what did you do this past year? They will tell you, well, I'm still planning. They have done nothing. We must start now. Step by step. That is aspiration. We must see the summit, the vision, and then the aspiration of our heart will lead us step by step to the mountaintop. The way is hard. Some of you know by experience about the temptations and difficulties which will lead you to the summit of the mountain. In Lisa Moria's Garden 1, paragraph 183, it says, thou shalt hear of our manifestations, and I'm repeating this, yet thou shalt not believe, because we only teach those who knock. Firmly will we reject the traitors. Austerely shalt thou speak of us. The teachings have always been available to us, but if our consciousness is not tuned to the beauty of wisdom, then we are not going to believe. Many good religious people today will believe that there is only one way to salvation, through their church, through their priest, through their house of God. Yet God was smarter than his children. He knew there needed to be many paths to return home. We are told there are many mansions, but people don't believe. Why is that? Because their hearts will not listen, only their brains. We are brain heavy. Our brains have very short attention antennas. Well, yeah, right. You must ask to be heard. The Great One says we teach only those who knock. When you knock, how are you asking to gain entrance? For what reasons? Intellectual greed, personal gain, for accumulation of knowledge? Your knock will be shallow. You must knock with courage, daring, determination, with humility, with desire, and with aspiration. In other words, you must knock with your heart. Traitors will be firmly rejected. Who are the traitors? Greed will be denied. Ego will be denied. Ambition will be denied. Pride will be denied. It is quite impossible to explain to the average person that higher virtue aspires to infinity. Precisely in the endlessness of higher tension lies the discovery of knowledge. One must find the courage to labor for infinity. One can develop within oneself a continual learning, which is important not as a cataloging of facts, but as an expansion of consciousness. MM instructs, tell pupils and friends that they must learn. Let them learn intention of the spirit. Learn through open eyes. Learn absolutely, endlessly, for there is no end. This simple affirmation fills many with terror. But we are with those who say that there is light unto infinity and that whole eons glow like a string of pearls. In learning, let us not belittle. When people leave this world, they feel one of two ways. Either that they have lived long in this place, which means that their aura had become attached to objects, or that everything has come to an end around them, which means that their aura is surging in aspiration. It is very important to distinguish between these two kinds of people. Often, by an external sign, one can form an opinion about the fundamental category. Who then are my people? Asks the master. Those who do not feel any place to be their home, he answers. Those who do not attach any value to objects, who love to ascend mountains, who love the singing of birds, who value the air of the morning hour, who value action more than time, who understand flowers, who display fearlessness without noticing it, who abhor gossip, who esteem the manifestations of the joy of beauty, who understand the life beyond the limits of the visible, who feel when one can partake of Amrita, who hasten to fulfill the prophecy. These, my people, can use my power. That's it.